Many years ago, when I was a member of First Church Toronto, Ontario, another member attended the Spanish services there. But sometimes she came to the English services, so we crossed paths and became great friends. As she didn't speak much English, she asked me to translate her testimonies, although I hardly speak any Spanish nowadays. At the Wednesday night meetings, I always read her translated testimonies for her. We'd stand together, and at the end, it was her habit to bow modestly and say endearingly, thanking God, thank you very much, thank you very much. Her son took her to his home in Florida to live with their family because of her ripened years. There, she didn't have access to a Christian Science church. Before she left, she asked me to continue to relate her experiences from time to time at a Wednesday service. Unfortunately, I no longer have her written testimony, so I'll tell you only the little of what I can remember. She said that a dedicated Christian Science practitioner from England felt inspired to travel to her Latin American country to introduce Christian Science. I forget just which country it was now. The practitioner spoke no Spanish. When she first arrived, she had no permanent place to stay, but soon a following grew when she healed a man's daughter of blindness that she had been born with. The father was so grateful that he gave the practitioner a house. People soon took up the study of Christian Science, and they had to painstakingly translate each weekly Bible lesson and other article into Spanish. One time, my friend's young son was learning welding. They were poor, and they didn't have the proper welding torches or protective eye gear. And sparks flew into his eyes so that he could no longer see. She put a cloth over the area and had to lead him by the hand on a bus a long distance across the city to see the practitioner. When they arrived at her office, it was filled with people waiting to see her. When their time finally came, the practitioner gently removed the cloth and only said in English, "You don't need that." She prayed, and the eyesight returned. I don't remember if its sight returned immediately on the spot. I think it did, or perhaps within a day, but it came back very quickly. Eventually, so much healing work was done that 5 churches were built. Finally, I'd like to say my thanks for God for first leading me to that Toronto branch church of Christian Science, where I learned so much. And more recently, God has led me to our wonderful Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independence, which has been propelling me forward in my studies and prayers. These Wednesday meetings certainly teach us so much, and I'm very, very grateful for them. Good evening.